here with Warren Nidick at Frieze Art Fair. Warren, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Obviously, you're a practicing artist yourself, an academic. I wondered what your opinion is of, one, the fair itself, if you've had a chance to look around some of the stands, but also I want to ask you another question about the increasing competition between art fairs to provide the most parties, the glamorous openings. So if we could start with maybe your artistic eye looking around the fair.
Well, first of all, I think the fair is a lot about collage this time. It's a kind of reinvention of collage, not like the Jarn Hartfield and the Hanahaka of the 30s, but a kind of postmodern collage coming out of digital photography and digitalization in general, and also DJ culture.
The other thing I wanted to say is obviously they've got a talks program. One of the things they're doing this year, which rather intrigued me, was they're actually having guided tours where people look at what people are wearing, led by fashion designers.
First of all, one of the most interesting things that's happened in the last 5 years in the art world has been the explosion of the art fair. The art fair has almost dominated now the gallery scene. In fact, a lot of collectors will tell you that they'd rather buy work at an art fair than they would in the gallery. And they'll actually tell galleries, look, I want to wait for you to go to the art fair, and at the art fair, I want to buy your work. Now, the question is why? The key is because we live in a culture of gossip. And gossip is the most important thing right now in the art world. So what happens is when you buy something at the art fair, it's an international gossip now. It's not within the microcultural context of London or England. It's that all the collectors know who you are from all over the world. They're traveling from everywhere. It's a global gossip. We've moved from local gossip of the gallery to the global gossip of the art fair.